Okay, here we go. Today's daf is the Basra daf Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph, and we are on Mem Amabez, the last two words, as we can continue our travels in this 30 daf perek, going from Chaf Ches to Samach Aleph. Okay, we continue with Iboy Lahu, last two words on Mem Amabez. So what are we talking about? Remember, what we're talking about is Shtar Matanas that are private. Right, Shtar Matanas that are given in private. We are Choshesh that they are not serious, either that the giver doesn't really want to give it, and that's why he's doing it in private, or he wants it just to be a prevention measure for a gift that he's going to give in the future. But for some reason, we believe that he is not serious. We mentioned yesterday the Rambam's limitation, possibly, to karka, but other Rishonim don't have that. The Halacha Mishnah explained that for the Rambam. And one other svara to mention before we continue, and that is the Rambam, also based on the Rif, has discusses Shtar Matana by Shchiv Mira. What if a Shchiv Mira gives a Shtar Matana? Rambam writes in Hilchas Zechiyah, Tes Aleph, Shchiv Mira Shetziva Va'amar, Lo Tiglu Matana Zu, Lo Tutiyu Ba'adam, Elo Lachar Mosi. A Shchiv Mira, somebody on his deathbed commands and says to Edim, don't reveal this Matana until after I die. That's what he says. So what does Arkamara say? Arkamara says, Shtar Matana, hidden Shtar Matana does not work. Lo Tiglu Be'i. But the Rambam here says, Harezu matana kayemes. It works. A shchiv mira that gives a matana tmirta does work. The ena matana misuteres. That's not considered a hidden matana. Why? Why is it not considered a hidden matana? He hid it. He says no. Shebe'e shetikne shehu achar moso hare amar galuota. No, he said when it's supposed to kick in to reveal it. A shtar matana is only something that's supposed to be hidden the entire time. But here by shchiv mira, it is supposed to be revealed when it kicks in, after the guy dies, and therefore it is not a problem. The Magen Mishnah there says, he said that the Rambam got this from a Paigon, the Daifka should Safka Shesiva Lagalosa Lacharmisa. It is only if he said to reveal it, Lacharmisa. Ha im Tziva Lahastira Bistam Lokana. If he said to be Masrid even afterwards, right, then it wouldn't be good. But that is the sheet of the Rambam, based on the Gaonim, that a Shtar Matana hidden, that is from a Shchiv Mira would be good. The Arsameach says that he thinks that this is Lushitaso of the Rambam, because the Rambam's reason that he gives in Hilchas Zechiyah that we read yesterday in the fifth parak is what's the reason that we don't think a Shtar Matan is serious? Shezeb Ma'arim Hu Kedei La'abed Mamon Acherim Sheyachzer V'yimkar Acher Sheyitein. He takes the approach of, you know, you're just doing this to prevent a future kinyan that you want to do. You're going to do something in the future, and you don't want that future one to be good, so you're going to do something now, and then you're going to be able to take out the shtar. So by Yeshchiv Mira, you're not doing anything in the future. By Yeshchiv Mira, if the guy gets off his deathbed, so then the whole thing is null and void anyway. So that's why the Arsameach here in Parakei says he thinks the Rambam is Lashitaso to his reason, to his chash of matana, shtar matana, Timuna, that's hidden because you're worried about the future, and here it doesn't have a future, it's not going to work anyway. If you say you're not worried about the future, but just stop that he doesn't want to give it right now, then maybe there shouldn't be a difference between Shchiv Mira and non Shchiv Mira. That's what he says for the Rambam. He thinks the Rambam is Lishitasa. Okay, good. So let's go by it now. Says the Gemara. So, Ibai Lahu, question. Stama Mai. What's Stama Mai? So, we have to remember what we did yesterday. Yesterday, we had two opinions in the Gemara on Daf Mem Amabez, what is considered a hidden Shtar Matana. Rav Yosef said, if you tell witnesses, go hide and write it, while the second opinion of Rav Yosef, or 2 days of Rav Yosef, says, no, not to go into the, go hide and write it, but he didn't say, go in public and write it. Didn't say, go in public and write it. So the nafkamina was, if it doesn't say anything, he just says, go and write it. So what's the din in that case? Ibai Lahu, that's what the Gemara asks here, Stama Mai. So what's the din in that case if he just says Stama? Ravina, it's an unusual way of asking who the halacha is like. But that's how the Rashbam said, that's what it means. Ravina amar lo chayshinan, Ravashi amar chayshinan. Ravina says, we're not choshesh, that there's anything wrong with this. And Ravashi says, yes, chayshinan, we're choshesh, that he's not so serious. The hilchasa chayshinan. So the halacha is that we are choshesh. And therefore what? Chayshinan, look at the last Rashbam before the Mishnah. The hilchasa chayshinan, the lo magvinan ba. And we don't collect with this star, as we said yesterday, even though it was stam, you didn't specify, do it in a hidden way, we don't collect with it. Hilkach, tzorach lichto, b'toch ha-shtar, and that's why, in every star you have to write. V'kach amr lanu, he told us, kisvuhu b'shuka v'chasmu b'bara. Right, he told us to write it in public. V'yavagav delo amr, ela kasvu lo stam, even though he only said kasvu stam, shtar matana, but that's That's if you want to be above any chashashos, it has to be totally public. That's what the Rashbam says. But he says, in the previous Rashbam, yeah, the previous Rashbam is what happens if there is tfisa. What if there is tfisa? So the Rashbam, I'm not going to find it right now, he holds that if the guy grabs it, we do not take it away from him, because the whole issue is a chashash, we're a choshesh, so we're not sure. So whoever has it, has it. If you look at the Rosh here, the Rosh says no. The Rosh says in Gimel Lamed Gimel, V'yafilu im tafas mafkinan minei. No. We are mafkia, even though it's not 100% sure, the guy grabs it, we are mafkia. Why? Sha'anu omdin daito, shalogamar lasei slo benefesh chavetza. We assume that he wasn't so serious. Eshalo shehutzrach lefnim lasei slo. Helkach lo kana. V'lo shi'adavar mesupak im kanem lo kana. V'yafilu avyis fake at the dina. Even if it's a suffix in din, says the Russian general, we don't say tfisa work. Why? The tfisa suffix la tfisa. This is a general din, says the Rush. Tfisa suffix is not a good tfisa to uki memoni becheskas mare. Because you leave it, if you have a suffix, sveka de dina, you leave it. Where do we know this from? First paragraph about Metzia. It was a Shabbos daf, so we didn't have shiur on it. But the Shabbos daf, right? Takfa Kohen. Takfa Kohen, Motzia miyadu, rein Motzia miyadu. But Metzia davav says there that if the Kohen grabs the Bechar, we take it away from him. Because if you have a Sveik at the Dina, we're Motzi. It says the Rashi, the same thing will apply, even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Chayshinan and Lo Chayshinan, but we won't allow him to, grab it. Okay, period, end of that discussion about Shtar Matana. But again, it's Halach Lamaisa. Shtar Matana in private, we have the regular case, and as we just mentioned, the case of Shchiv Mira, which the Rambam mentions. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol chazaka she'ini matayna in a chazaka. We've referred to this a number of times. Any chazaka that does not have an explanation to go along with it is not a good chazaka. Meaning, if I've been sitting here for 3 years, but then you ask me, okay, what are you doing here? And I say, I don't know. Right? So that doesn't work. It's not automatic. Chesed Gibel Shana doesn't work. It's not magic. It's not magic without an explanation. If you don't have a chazak, you don't have a taina, you don't have an explanation how you got there, it's not a good chazaka. Ketzad, what does that mean? Amar lo haret ma'ata osa v'toch shali. And the guy comes and says, what are you doing on my land? V'hu omer lo, and he says, shalom omer lo adam damer me'olam. You know what? It was a empty land. I've been here. Nobody ever said a word to me about it. And I've been here for 5 years. That's all you said. Ain't a clue. Ain't a chazaka. It's not a good chazaka. Because it could very well be the previous guy's land. And therefore, he didn't complain, so that you don't have an explanation there, so it doesn't work. But, Shemachartali, Shenatatali Matana, you sold it to me, you gave it to me, Avicha Machralia, your father sold it to me, Avicha Nitali Matana, your father gave it to me as a gift, Harizu Chazaka. That is a good Chazaka, right? Matana or Mechira. Let's just finish. Vaba Misham Yerusha, Einu Tzorach Taina. We referred to this before, though, also. If somebody comes Misham Yerusha, it was his father's, so then he does not need a Taina, because he's not expected to know exactly every transaction of his father. He's not expected to know that. So, you know, we're Ta'aninamai. Then we are towing for him. Bezin is towing on the behalf of Yasomim, and therefore he wouldn't have to give, a Yasom would not have to give a Taina. Okay?
Why is that not in itself a Taina?
What?
Why is that not itself a Taina?
What?
Yarashti,
but how do I know that my father got it in an appropriate manner?
Right. But he at least needs to say that.
Right. He says it was my father's, right. But if
he doesn't say that.
Right, correct, fine. But we know he's a Yorish, then fine. He says it was my father's, but that's not good enough of a Taina. We have to explain how the father got it, because we're assuming that there were Edim, we'll mention this again in a second, there were Edim that used to be the other guys. Okay, a couple of points on this Mishnah. Number one, this Mishnah at the very least is about Cheskas Gimel Shana, Cheskas Karka. What about Metaltalin? Does Cheskas Metaltalin need a Taina? Let's say I'm holding something, and we know it used to be yours, and you say, you stole it from me. I say, well, now I have it. Do I need an explanation for that? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. Rabbeinu Yonah, not here, but at the beginning of the parak, Rabbeinu Yonah Chav Chesam Abbeis says, for metaltalin, you don't need an explanation how it got to you. Why? Two reasons. Ela harehi b'cheskas hatafus bohem. Af al pish einim matvisa taina. Number one, hasam lefish shekvar yatzo mirushas arishon. Shari zet tafas bohem. Number one, this guy is machzitem. What does that mean? The other guy is also cheskas gemol shanim? No. The explanation is, in the footnotes, he explains it this way, but this is the simple understanding. There's a difference between being machzik and being muhsak. When you're holding metaltolin, it's different than when you're squatting on land. Holding something is a much stronger reflection of bilus, of control. When you're holding metaltolin, that's different than even squatting on land for 3 years. Tzahari said, Tafas b'em, you're holding it. What do you mean you're holding it? The other guy's also squatting. The answer, no. Tfisa is different. He explains in the footnotes. Shevekarka yeshrak svara shel karka v'cheskas ba'aleha omedes. V'haynu sh'aidei di'idiyas ba'alusa hu mukhsa b'karka. Aval ein shayach inyin mukhsak b'karkos. The concept of real physical mukhsak does not apply to karka. V'rakai de'raya nasa mukhsak. How they can have a karka, you could halachically be a mukhsak, but you can't physically be a mukhsak. Mashenki me'metaltlin shebehem etzem abaylus. That physical chazaka is very strong. So Rabbi Yehuda says, number one, if you're holding it, muhsak is stronger than machzik in Moshanim. And number two, says Rabbi Yehuda, achzuke inchi began velo machazkinon. We don't assume people stole things. We don't assume that you went and grabbed this from somebody. And therefore, since this is not asui lahashilo haskir, people don't usually borrow this and rent this out. We assume that Yuvada got it in a loud way, in a legal way, and therefore you get to keep it. That's Rabbi Yona, Chav Chesu Abeis, that Cheskas Metaltolin does not need a taina. This Mishnah is only about Cheskas Karka, not about Cheskas Metaltolin.
And
Karka. Karka, the second, well, you've been here for 3 years, so you didn't have an act of grabbing. You're squatting. Squatting is different than going over and grabbing something and stealing something from somebody. So that's why I wouldn't apply. That's what the Rabbi Yonah says. The Achronim point out that the Ksos seems to hold otherwise. The Ksos does not quote the Rabbi Yonah, but the first Ksos in Kuf Lama Gimel, the first Ksos, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol davar mitaltel shehu biyad adam becheskas yish shelo. Anything that a person has in his hand, it's cheskazaka that it's his. Afilu miyavi hamaarer edim shehu shelo. Even if the maarer brings witnesses that it used to be his, v'yomer lamuchzak hefkati locha, I gave it to you to watch. Hishaltiv locha, I gave it to you to borrow. Ne'eman amuchzak lo ma'atom achartel yonatadli matana. No, he's a belief to say, you gave it to me. The Shulchan quotes a taina. Rabbi Yonah says you don't need it. But he's saying he's a belief to say this. V'yishav ahesis. V'yimtam shelchahu avamashkunu biyadi yocholiton, etc. So the Kso says, Venire, the Kso says, the imhaya biad katan, we'll get back to this, motziin mimenu kol sheyesh edib shayesh shalo, afilu bidvarim sheyedasuin lahashu lahaskir. You know what you see from this Shulchan Aruch? The Kso is going to say it explicitly in a minute, they always need a taina, and therefore what? If a katan is machzik, it doesn't work. Because a katan is a lot of our taina. That's the Kso. Venire, tehu adib biad katan, motziin mimenu kol sheyesh edib shayesh shalo. Why? Because he doesn't have a taina. Who is he quoting this from? We'll get to it a little later. The Rambam. The Rambam says the Feirish ain achilasan rai. The Rambam says it even by karka. The katan is basak in karka because they don't have a taina. So we'll get back to that. But the Ksos says right here mizen nira tuha dibim metaltolin. Metaltolin you need metaltolin nami taina boy v'havali kamo chazaka she'ain ima taina. So the Ksos argues on Rabbi Yona that you would need a taina for metaltolin. So that's number one. Metaltolin needs a taina. What about a third category? We discussed karka, definitely needs. That's the Mishnah. What about metaltolin? What about tashmishin? Second parak topic. Cheskas tashmishin. I have a usage that goes violates, in quotes, your property. Let's say I do something with a board and it hangs it to your property for a certain amount of time. The whole discussion we had, all the different cases about my tree hangs over, you know, your mochel, we're used to it. So cheskas tashmishin, does that need taina? Does that need a taina? So if you remember, back in the second parak, Tosfos says this. Tosfos on Daf Chaf Gimel says the Peirush no. Tosfos back at Daf Chaf Gimel on Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Rivam. Peirush Rivam. In the case remember the case where one of the Amoram's trees was hanging over and the ravens were coming and it was making the dates all dirty. So that in that case, Tosfos quotes Peirush Rivam. Tekivach Lavala Hachzik Bekarka Shel Chavero El Latashmish Ba'alma Mo Elas Chazaka Shel Lo B'Taina. Tosfos says Beferish Chav Gimel Amen Aleph that you don't need a taina for Cheskas Tashmishin. The Mistama Lo Hayo Omrim Shemachal Lem Rav Yosef Tashmish Mistama. There wasn't any sale here of a Tashmishin. So that's what Tosfos says. The Rambam seems to say, and other Rishonim seem to say that maybe you do need a taina, but that is a discussion by Cheskas Tashmishin. I alluded to at the end of this year yesterday, the Poskim discuss, you can look it up in Hilchus Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, is there chazaka by mitzvos? And what do you compare it to? We discussed cheskas, karka cheskas, betalta cheskas, what about chazaka by mitzvahs? Let's say somebody's blowing shofar for 10 years. Does he have a chazaka? Let's say somebody else wants to blow shofar. Is there a cheskas, not tashmishin, but a chazaka that everybody assumes they were mochered? Is there a taina here? What if it's automatic? Chazaka of a certain aliyah? Chazaka of anything? But is there a chazaka by mitzvahs? What about being a chazan? Right, does the child get it? These are all discussions of the poskim, but they relate to our sugya. Whether chazaka tashmisha needs a taina, doesn't need a taina, that is issue number one in the Mishnah. Chazaka by other types of taina, by other types of chazakas. Number two, the Rambam that I mentioned, I'll read it now. The Rambam says in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, where is it? Cheresh shota v'katan, ein achilasan raya. A cheresh shota v'katan. There, achila, if a katan is machzik for 3 years in property, I could just kick him off. I could kick him off the property. Why? She'ebipnei she'ein lahem taina. They don't have a taina. K'dei she'ta'amod akarka biyadan. They don't have a taina. El atachzor labaylam, goes back to the baylam. V'chein ha'machzik b'nechseyim, ein achila son raya. If they think with the other way, let's say I go in and I'm machzik in the katan's karka. Let's say I know the cotton yarshin, the $1 million worth of fields. And I'm going to maxing it some of them. That also doesn't work. Why? Because the cotton can't be mocha. So it works both ways. Fine. That's what the Rambam says. Right. Ask the Magen Mishnah. Yeah? If a cotton is a yoresh.
The Mishnah says, Abba Mishnah Yerusha, Ein
Sarah. Okay, so if he is a yoresh, but it could be, the question is there Gimel Shanim, the Rishon discussed, the Gemara later on discussed it, I think. Is there Gimel Shanim in the life of the father, or could there even be Gimel Shanim in the life of the child? Okay. So if it's only in the life of the fathers, then Abba Misha Mirush is only if we know there was Cheskas Gimel Shanim in the life of the father. So that might be where it's limited. But either way, the Magen Mishnah has another question. The Magen Mishnah says, one second. Cheresh Vakatan, I understand in one direction that you can't be Machzik in their property because they're not B'nai Mecha. They can't be Mocha, they can't rely on them. But the other way, if the Katan is Machzik in property, why isn't that Chazak in Sheni Mataina? Don't we know, Tosa says in 15 different places in Shas, and other Rishonim hold of it, Das Acheres Makna. We hold to the principle of Das Acheres Makna, that a Katan can't take something by himself, but if a Katan, something is sold to a Katan, and something is given to a Katan, that works, Daraisa. Daraisa, says Tosa. Beginning of Perek Ben Sora Morim and other places. So Tosfos says the Magen Mishnah. So I don't know where does everyone get this from. Aval Heim Shechzikim Bedechsei Achirim Lo Matzasi Bevor BeGemara Shlo Toel Chazkasan, says the Magen Mishnah. I didn't find it in Shas anywhere that it shouldn't work. Why not? Rabbeinu Nasan Tam L'Dvarav. The Rambam gave a reason. Rabbi She'ein Lahem Taina Ve'ein Daito Zal Lomar She'ein Lahem Tzad Kniya. He can't be saying that they can't be Kone because we know Davadi Yishlam Leishlam Avilu Shota because the Datzacher is Makne. It must be really focused on the taina. They can be kona it, but they can't put forth a claim halachically. They can't put forth a taina, and therefore that is the problem for the rabbah. But the Magen Mishnah knows that the other Rishonim argue. The Rabban and the Rashba.
In the case of Yerusha, the Mishnah says we taina for it.
Right.
Because even if it's a gadol, it says my father had it, and I don't know the circumstances.
Even if it's a yorish gadol.
So
could maybe the Rambam limits it? Maybe the Rambam is limiting it to a yorish gadol. Your cutter might have an apotropis. Right. You have to work it out. I'm not sure.
Okay,
what was I going to mention? Oh, this is just in Yonah Diyoma, 2 days from now, right, about giving your lulav and esrog to a katan. Right? That's the bad news. The post can, what?
That's not a problem.
What? Well, not this year. Right? Not this year. Not this year. But in general, on a Darais alumnus level, right now it's all Darabana, Lakachtam Lachem, you know, doesn't apply this year. But theoretically, right, that's what the post could talk about, giving your the kulu of an esrog to a katan. No, I want to use it. So you give it to them, but you better make sure that you're Yotze first. Because you can give it to them on a daraisa level, we can't get it back from them on a daraisa level. So the rest of the days of Sukkos, no problem, because it doesn't have to be yours. You could use a borrowed lulav, you just can't use a stolen lulav. But that is an important discussion, halakha l'maisa. But that is das acheres makne. Okay, there's a discussion in the Ksos also on that Rambam, but we'll leave that for now. One other discussion, and that is in the Ritva here. The Ritva notes that it's interesting. The first line of the Mishnah says that if you don't have a taina, it's nothing, right? And therefore the Mishnah says, if you say, I have no idea, I'm just here, nobody ever said anything to me, it doesn't work. But if you said you sold it, you this, you that, then it does work. What about the middle case? What about the case you didn't say anything? You just say, no. You don't really explain yourself. But you don't say, I have no idea, nobody came to me. So the Ritva says, because I don't understand, for the Rashi you get the feeling that you have to say a bad claim. From the Sefer, you have to say a good claim. So, Benir Ali says the Ritva, Dahaki Gamar. This is what the Mishnah really means. If first a person says, nobody ever said anything to me, then he re-explains himself and says, Chazar v'ta'en atamachar t'aliv v'dvarav kayamim. Then it works. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, by saying all these different Lashonos, that if you say one after another, it does work. Say, nobody ever said anything to me. You sold it to me, it does work. Even though it appears like you're changing the taina, right? We had the sugya 2 weeks ago, toin v'chozer v'toin. Even though it appears like you're changing your taina, still, yachol hulafarish v'lomar, he can explain himself and say, anina tati b'tchila tam l'ches kasi. Before, and I just said the reason for my chazaka, before, I wasn't saying what happened. I was just saying why it's mine. It's mine because nobody said a word for the past 3 years. How did I get it originally? You sold it to me. So that's how you could, that's the chiddush why the Mishnah has all of these different lashonos. Okay, finally, one last point on the Mishnah. There's a lot on this Mishnah. Chazaka Shini Mataina. The Rambam's lashon, again, we mentioned this before, but it's an important lashon. The Rambam says, if I come to you and say, where's my land? Can I please have my land? Even if you don't have a taina, the only way that we're going to be motzi it from you is if I have edim that it used to be mine. That's an important Rambam. Right? It might be obvious, but it's important to mention. The Rambam says, in Yudalid, Toim V'nitan, Yudalid Yudbeis, even if you don't have a taina, like our Mishnah says, the only way that I'm going to be motzi it from you is if there are edim that it used to be the ma'arers, or it is the ma'arers. That's the only reason why, right? And why is this, what is this based on? So the Nesiva says it's based on Hashavas Aveda, right? If I have something of yours, I still don't have to give it back until you prove it's yours, right? Just like any other case, if I'm holding something as yours, I don't have to give it up until you prove it. So that's what the Nesiva says. That's where the Rambam gets that from. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Pshita. Isn't it obvious that if you don't have a taina, right, that you can't be machzikit? So the Gemara says, no. You might have said, "Hi, Gavra, Mizvin Zavnale." Really, the guy who doesn't have a taina, really, he bought it. The High Ara, Mizvin Zavnale, High Ara, Vishtar Avale Birkas. That he even had a Shtar Mechira, but he lost it. The High Dekamar Hachi. But the reason he said this is because he doesn't know the halacha. He doesn't know the whole idea of Chesed Gemal Shanim. So why did he say, "Nobody ever said anything to me"? Because Savar, he says to himself, "Iyamina Mizvin Zavnali, Hi Ara. If I say that I bought this land, Amri Le Ach Vishtarech. They'll tell me, where's the star? But I don't have the star, so I don't want to say it. So Hilkach Le Malay Anan Dil Mashtara Havilev Irkas. Maybe we should tell him. Maybe you had a star and you lost it, right? Maybe we should. Maybe we should be towing for him, even if he doesn't have a taina. Kigon Zeb Sach Pichali Lemu." Right, based on the principle of we open up the mouth of the mute. That's basically the principle of ta'aninon. Right, if nobody says a claim, Bezek could forward a claim for them. So you might have said that, and therefore we could be makshir even if he doesn't have a taina.
And if he ended up saying that himself rather than us taina.
If he says it himself, the Ritva still just said it's good. He could change his taina. The Ritva just said.
No, but his taina now is I had a star, but I lost.
Well, what the Gemara is suggesting, maybe
the Rambam just said that the Ma'arer has witnesses that say it was his. Who wins that?
Well, if the Ma'arer has witnesses, even if we're Toei, you might have said that even after 3 years, maybe you don't need a taina, because Bezim will say, you know what, maybe he has a taina, maybe he did buy it, but you know he doesn't know the halacha.
Okay, but let's say he made
Kamash Malah. Let's just finish Kamash Malah. We don't say that.
Well, let's say he made the taina himself. This taina, I had a star and right. I lost it. He's been on it 3 years.
Right, if he has it, then we would believe him. That's Chesed Gemal Shanim. We assume that people do not hold on to the Shtaris after 3 years. That's exactly Momizdar. We had it back in Daf Kaftes. Right, that's the Chesed Gemal Shanim. The, okay, period. Story. Rav Anach, yeah. Why don't we say Ta'aninan here? We say Ta'aninan by somebody who needs to have objectively Ta'aninan on their behalf, like a Yasom or an Almana. But here in this case, we don't say Ta'aninan every time we can think of a good claim for a person. You know, we're just explaining that this is the Chiddush. Not that we're being pushed to say this. Rav Anan Shakal Bitka Ba'ara. One time there was a flood on Rav Anan's field. And the fences on the boundaries got broken down. So he's putting up a new fence. Azal hader gud abar de chavre. So he didn't know exactly the border. So by mistake, there are many pshatim of this Gemara. We're going to go with Pasha Pshat, the first day of the Ramban, and most Rishonim. What happens? Unknowingly, he put the fence up, but he put it into his friend's field a little bit. He took more than he was supposed to. Right? He put it into his friend's field. So, and then later on, he must have realized it. So they came in front of the neighbor, put it in front of Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman and said, "Hey, you tell him to give me back my field. Tell him to move the border back." What do you mean? I've been machzik now in this land, in this part of the property. So Rav Nachman says to him, "What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda, you're machzik it like Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda?" Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said in our Mishnah, two Mishnahs ago, we had it on Yom Kippur, that why is there 3 years? Because you have enough time to go to Spain and to live there for a year and have to come back from Spain. So you see from there, it's not a din of Gimel Shanim per se. It's just a din of how much time that you're going to know about it. So what you're saying that because he put it up in this short amount of time, you've already been machzik, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yishmael, which we had in the first Mishnah, that also just three crops within a year. To Amri Kol B'Fanav La'Altar V'Chazaka, you're saying like those Shitos that say if it's in front of the Ma'arer, that immediately it is a Chazaka. Less of a Chazaka V'Asai. We don't hold like them. So Rabbi Nachman says you can't hold like them because we don't hold like them. Amar Lei V'Ha'Achil Da'Asa V'Siyah B'Guda B'Hadoi. What do you mean? Rav Anan says, he was obviously mokel because he helped me put up the fence. He helped me put up the fence in the first place. That's not just shtika. That's an act. What does this remind you of? We had last week. What's more than shtika? We spoke about it. If I help you carry the fruit. Remember we said, if you help Dara Tzina, I've got the Lashon, if I help you carry the fruit, that's immediately, the Gemara says. We had a stipler about that. So here too, he helped me build the fence. So Amalei Mechila Batasi. No. It was a mistaken mechila. Why? Ad gufich, you yourself, Rav Anan, ihaviyadit lo avadit. If you knew that you wouldn't have put the fence in the wrong spot in the first place. So ki hechi taat lo haviyadat, just like you didn't know. Hunami lo haviyad, he also didn't know. So don't bring me raya that it was a mechila. It was a mechila bi tos. All the Rishonim here, starting with Tosfos and the Ritva, discuss stiras in Rav Nachman. You find other gemaras where Rav Nachman seems to say mechila bi tos is a good mechila. Right, we had a b'metzia that if Rav Nachman says hamocher peiros dekel lechaveiro, right? If I sell a fruit tree to my friend, I can be chozer bo. What if he already ate fruit from it? Does he have to pay me back or not? So the Gemara there says mechila b'tos is okay. So the Rishonim will have big discussions. There's different types of mechila. There's mechila when I didn't know what the halacha was. So maybe there it's a mechila b'tos and that works. That's what the Ritva says. But if there's mechila because I don't know what the metzius is, so that's different. Here, I didn't know what the metzias was. I didn't know this was on my field. So that's not even mechila, says the Ritva. And therefore, you can't bring me riots from other Gemaras to this Gemara. The Balchanan here brings up the sugya of mechila betoas, might work, might not work. Why is this different than any other kinyan that for sure does not work? If you have any type of kinyan b'taos, it doesn't work. If you're makdish b'taos, it doesn't work. We paskin, right? If you sell slave b'taos, any of that's called mekachtos. So why would mechila work possibly b'taos? So that's where the Rebbe Chanan right here in Os Kuf Ayin Aleph starts quoting the sugya. Maybe mechila is not a kinyan. When you owe me something and I say, don't worry about it, I'm mochel. So we discussed this in the past. The stipler in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin discussed it. Is that a what do you do there? So says the Rav Chanan that if when I'm mochel to you, is that a hakna? Am I giving you the money? Possibly not. Possibly it is a siluk. It's just the removal of my rights. Right? It's not that I'm being makna you the money. That's what Rav Chanan says right here. He says ma'ishto mechilu the mahani betos v'chol kinyonim she'inu chalim betos hekdash v'hefker. He says that some people say it's like yeyush. No, he says all yeyush only by avim and abaylim. So he says, v'tzarech lechalek, d'bechol ha-kinyanim ika hotza'a me'rishus l'rishus, v'zelo mahani b'ta'os. A transfer does not work b'ta'os. Avol b'mechilas chov, lecha hotza'a me'rishus l'rishus. El shahalo ve'niftar mi'lashalem. Aval imkein lo kasha klal umi. You have to do anan, right? That is like other kinyana, no problem. Achilu is just a removal of my rights, but you keep your money. That's why it could even be betalas. We had nafkaminas. Could you do mechila to a katan? Right, to a katan. So again, if you hold to the principle of das acheris makna, being makna you, then a katan could get it. If it's just a siluk, then it won't work to a katan, because I'm not pushing it into his rishus. What about bar karcho? What if the lovet? Somebody bought me something for yontif, so I met him in the store yesterday, so I started writing out a check for him. He's like, no, forget it. I said, no. He said, no, present, rabbi. I said, I want to pay you. He's like, no, I'm leaving. See, he was, bar karcho. So what can I do about it? So if I hold this siluk, so then there's other thing I can do about it. Right? So he was basalic himself anyway. But if he yells haknah, maybe it's a Kenyan, so maybe I could stay, bring it to court if I would want to. But that's the sugya of Mechila and siluk, and that's Rabbi Chanan right here, put it on the list, this Rabbi Chanan with the stipe at the beginning of the Masechah Sanhedrin about what is Mechila. Good. Oh, gotta be Meshavas the Rebbe. Good. Just one other ha'ara that the Rashba here talks about. Interesting. What does it say here? It's mashma that if Rav Anan did know about it, if the neighbor didn't know about it, then it would have been nikna, even though Rav Anan did not know about it. Right? It says, he didn't know about it. It's mashma that if the mechila wouldn't have been betoas, Rav Anan would have been kona, even though he didn't realize it. So that's a big question here in the Rishonim. They quote the Shita of the Ravid. The Ravid here is quoted in the Rashba and others. The Ravid holds, if there's Das Acheres Machne, the Kinyan works even without Das Kona. Big lumdus why that would be. But that is the Shita of the Ravid that proves it from this Gemara. Because the Gemara sounds like, if the Mechila would not have been Betaz, Rav Anan would have been Kona, even though he didn't know about it. That shows that if there's Das Acheres Machne, then the Kona doesn't have to know about it. That's based on Tosas, right? Tosas is worse for a Katan. If a Katan has La Bar Das, so you might say, you know, if somebody, it's worse. You might say a Katan is worse. I mean, a Katan is better. Somebody who could have Das, who doesn't have Das, might have been worse than a Katan who can't have Das. Could have been Mechalik. But the Ravid here, according to the Rashba, does not. Okay, good. Let's continue. Rav Kahana Shagal Bit Kapa'are. A lot of floods. Rav Kahana had a flood in his field. Also had a good bar to Lodi day. He did the same thing. He moved the border back. Also the Kaimed Rav Yehuda. Azal IC Tresadi. So he came in front of Yehuda and he brought two pairs of witnesses. Two witnesses. Chad Amar Tarti Utsisaal. So the neighbor says that he put his fence 2 rows into my field, meaning he stole two rows. The Chad Amar Tlaso Utsisaal. He took 3 rows. So Avraley, so Rav Yehuda says, Zil Shlim Tarti Bigot Tlas. At least pay 2 out of 3. Pay 2, because all the Edom agree that it's at least 2 rows that you stole. So therefore, at least pay 2. Amalei Kaman. So who is this? So Rav Kahana says, who you possibly like? Interesting. Who you possibly like? Says the one Amora. So he answers, Kishim Ben Elazar. I'm possibly like Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. Ditanya, as Rav Shimon Ben Elazar says, Abba Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, lo nechlu b'shan b'is Hillel. B'shan b'is Hillel never argued about al shtei kitei edim, about 2 sets of witnesses, 2 groups of witnesses, 2 versus 2. Sha'achas omeris mana, va'achas omeris masayim, where one says that Reuven owes Shimon 100, and the other group says that Reuven owes Shimon 200. Sheish b'chal masayim mana, at least 100. He has to at least pay him 100 because all the Edom agree on that. The only machlokas is about the extra 100. So he doesn't have to pay that because that's treu. There's no machlokas about that. Alma nechleku al kat achas. The machlokas is about 1 group. What if you have 1 set of witnesses? She'echad omer mon ve'echad omer masayim. One says 100, one says 200. So Beishamai omer nechle edusim. Beishamai says nothing doing. Beishamai says you don't have 1 group saying anything. So therefore, you split it, and he does not owe him anything. Beis Hillel says, even there, no, Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana, and therefore he has to at least pay him 100. So says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm passing like Rosh Ben Elazar, that even if 1 group, Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana, so to here, by the rose. What do you mean, says Rav Kahana, I'm going to bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael that says that Allah does not like him. Okay, bring it. We'll deal with it then. Yeah, you bring it. End of story. So it doesn't sound like he brought it. But the posek doesn't take threats. I'm going to bring you a... Okay, bring me whatever you want. When it comes to court, we'll deal with it. When it comes to court, we will deal with it. Okay, a couple of points on this. The Ritva says...
What does it say that I hold like Rabbi Shimon HaLazar? All he's saying is that the Makhlod is going to be Shimon HaLazar. He really holds like Beis Hillel.
Rabbi Shimon HaLazar is Beis Hillel. Right. Shimon HaLazar is Beis Hillel version. Okay, so the Ritva notes, he says... Im tomar heich edim elu mitztarfin to amachishin zelazev v'chad minayim v'shaker v'avad li'eit sheker. How could these two witnesses, one of them is for sure lying? What, you're talking about two different cases? A 100 time and a 200 time? I'd say one row and two rows? I'm sorry, this case. There are rows. One says two, one says three. One of them is lying. So how do we trust them? Aren't they edim shakranim, asked the Ritva? So the Ritva's answer is, two and three, come on. So they made a mistake. Remember the sugis we had in Maseches Pesachim way back when? Those who were with us? Right? We said people make a mistake between 2 and 3 o'clock. 1 hour, 11 and 10 and 11. When did it take place? Right? So come on, you have to give a little. Right? So therefore, it says the Ritva, don't take it so seriously. They're not shakranim here because people make mistakes between 1 and 2 hours.
You don't even have to go that far. The one who said 3 is telling the truth, and the one who said 2 is saying, I know for sure 2, I'm not sure about the 3.
Okay, explaining. If he says 2, he means at least 2. Okay, meaning ta'aninon for him. Okay, you could have given that answer too, maybe. That is what how the Ritva answers the question. Says the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid quotes, Nira li, mishum delo chashvinan, two important deos in the Tosas Rid. Number one, delo chashvinan ha'chasha be'edachat. Whenever you have a Tosas Rid, though, you always know that he's going to say something amazing. First of all, because he was all by himself out there in Italy, right? Rabbi Shai Detrani, nobody else was with him. So he always has unique ideas that nobody else has. He quotes Rashi, quotes Pirush HaMoreh, and then he says he doesn't quote anybody else. Because it was also, we don't have Tosafot written in every Masechta. But the Masechtas that we have it on, you know, all the Babas, we have it, so it's always have to look. And also the small version with Rabbi Zax, who has these footnotes, amazing footnotes. Anyways, it says it caused 2 days here. Number one, Nira Li. It's not called being proven a shakron if there's only one aid against you. Why? Just like you can't be proven an aid zomeim with only one person that says imano yisem, so too you can't be proven an aid shakron muchash by one aid. So a comparison between hachash and hazama. To keep on the inkan aid of shlema ki'ilu lo haid klum dami. The chenikr, that's the first day of the Tosas Rid. He's not a chakran. There's only one aid against him. Okay, we might not act based on him. That is number one. They don't really tiru to cloud. The Tosas Rid says, I don't like this tarot though. He quotes us from the day. He says, no. To keep it to shlema yechishu zeh zeh b'fnei bezdin. And they did it, forget this guy. In front of court, they did it in front of Bezdin. Ubezdin roam bebirur she'echen mehem eit to sheker heyed. V'avar al osan abreecha eit shaker. V'havilei rasha hechi kablo edu sa meitis acheris. They see his lie. How do you do it? How do you accept it? He says, what? Lo te shmiya gedola mi re'iya, says the Tosas Rid. If they see somebody's lying right in front of them. Elavade adever bar kishemesh. He says, "Jekamoshe b'shtei kiti edim amachisha zu azu einim itztarfim echad mikadzu v'echad mikadzu v'had mikam alaba." So too in this case. But what's the answer here? What's the answer here? The answer here is umay dekashli. Why do you trust him here? 2 and 3, because they're only proven shakranim mikanu lahaba. From here on in, not here. This case, they're not proven shakranim until after this case. But this case, we trust them. Similar to what we discussed, Tosfos in the first parak of Chulin discusses if somebody shecht on Shabbos. So shechitaso ksheira. Tosfos says, why is shechitaso ksheira? He's a mumar. The answer is, he only becomes a mumar at the end. After the shechita, now he's a mumar. So from now on, we're not going to trust him. So is the Tosfos right here, too. He's proven wrong based on this case, and therefore from here on in, forget it, no more. So three answers in the Rishonim. Why is it that these guys aren't shakranim? We throw them out of court. Why do we trust them at least for 2? The Ritva says people don't make mistakes. You expect they made a mistake between 2 and 3. Number 2, there's no proven shakranim if it's only with one aid. And number 3, says the Tosas Rid, because it's only from here on in they're proven shakranim, but not for this case itself. Weiter. Okay, is it important? Important Rambam here, just to note the stira and feel free to do the homework yourself. The Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon and Elazar Beis Hillel here. Right, fine. Rav Shimon and Elazar Beis Hillel, that even within one group, we'll say Yish B'chav HaSayim Bada. What if two people come along and say, two witnesses come along. The Rambam paskins, Enuchas Nizirus. Two Eidim come along and say, this guy's a Nazir for a month. And two other Eidim come along and say, this guy's a Nazir for 2 months. So what's the halacha? He's a Nazir for a month. Yish B'chav HaSayim Bada. Ask the Lecha Mishnah, why doesn't the Rambam say the bigger Chiddush if there is one witness for each one? But the Rambam doesn't say that. Master from the Rambam, that if there's one witness about each, not one group of witnesses, it would not work. Stira, that's the Kash of the Rambam, 10 different answers given, but that's the Rambam, Stira, Hilchas Eidus versus Hilchas Naziris. Why? In Hilchas Naziris, does he limit it, seemingly, to two groups of witnesses, not within one group. Okay, Vaiter. Hahu Gavra, something else to say, but first let's try to finish, and then we'll go back. Hahu gavra didar bekashta b'liyasar b'ashani. Somebody lived in Kashta, name of a place. He lived in an attic in Kashta for 4 years. Asamari de Besa. So the owner of the house came. Ashkache, he found him. Amalei, my boss by Besa. What are you doing in my house? Amalei, mi planya zavinti dezavni minach. I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you. Us, so is that a taina? Is that a taina? That's the issue. I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you. So he has no proof that so-and-so bought it from you. But he knows he bought it from so and so. So also, the comment of Rabbi Chiya, Amalei, Rabbi Chiya says, "E is the chasadi the darba ihu desardes binoi." If you have a raya, if you have witnesses that so and so lived there for a day before you bought it from him, the afilu chadyoma ukimna labiyada. Then you can keep it. If you have a raya that so and so had it and then you bought it from him, that's called the chazaka shishima taina, and that's fine. The lolo, but if you don't have any raya that it used to be his, then you're not trusted.
Didn't he say that he can be telling that I'd rather deal with you than deal with the...
But that's only if he has a raya that... that's in general. Like he say, I sold it or something, or did something, because... But here is the question of, I bought it from him, or bought it from you. I'm a Rav. I have a simna kamei de Chavivi. Rav says I was sitting in front of Chavivi. That's Reb Chiya. Rav's uncle was Reb Chiya, right? That's who gave this psak. Where the Rashbam quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where you do the family tree. Reb Chiya was the brother of Rav's mother and Rav's father. Figure that one out. Right? That the look back on the Haman Aleph and Sanhedrin, Rav was the son of the brother of Rechia and the son of the sister of Rechia. Work it out. It's a mutual relationship. So Rav says, I was sitting in front of Rechia, V'yamrilei, and I said to him, Chinei na demasu yilikach v'limkar b'layla. What do you mean? We could expect the guy to bring a raya that so-and-so Ploni lived there for a day? Maybe Ploni never lived there. Maybe he so bought it and sold it the same day. V'chaziti l'dayte. But Rav says, I realize I from his like facial expressions. I amalei, if the guy had said, kamai didi zavne minach, I was there when Ploni bought it from you. If he would have said that, mehemen, then he would have been believed. Because then I could have said I bought it from you. So you could say I saw so and so buy it from you. That would be enough of a taina.
But if this before with a goy.
That what?
If a goy is in between two
people, right, if a goy, right, we had that Shabbos.
If the third guy said,
if he saw it,
you sell it to the goy.
Right, if he saw it, because then he has the migu. Right. Kavachom in this case, I mean, if he actually saw it, then he would have the migu. Amar Rava, kavazi Reb Chiya mistavra. Rava says Reb Chiya makes sense that you have to at least bring witnesses or have seen it in the first in front of you. Diktani haba misham Yerusha ein tzarach taina. Because what did the Mishnah say? If you come in misham Yerusha, ein tzarach taina. And we're comparing not just misham Yerusha but also misham lekucha, meaning you bought it secondarily. So taina hu delo boy. Mishnah says you don't need a taina, you don't need an explanation. Haraya boy, you need some type of raya. That he was there at least one day. He says the Gemara, Vidilma lo raya boy, lo taina boy. Maybe you need nothing. There's no raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you don't need a raya. You don't need a taina. Maybe you don't need a raya either. Vibayisema, or the Mishnah also might not be a raya because shiny lokeach. To lo shadi zuzi bechdi. Maybe the Mishnah is about Yerusha. Yerusha does not need, but maybe look, buying is different because people wouldn't throw their money out for nothing. And if he bought it, it must be that he checked it out beforehand. So maybe he doesn't have to bring a raya. So either way, the Mishnah is not a raya to the Rabbi Chiya. Iboy lahu, nirebo mai. What if I don't have a raya that he lived there, but I saw the previous owner measuring inside, measuring the land? So people usually measure land before they buy it. So is that good enough? Nirebo mai, amar abai, hihi. Yeah, Abai says that's witnesses. That's like witnesses that you bought it. Rava Amar, no. Of it, Inish, to see your Ari below Zavin. Sometimes you measure something, and then you say, oh, no, it's not, you know, you don't end up buying it. So therefore, Lav Dafka, that he bought it. Just to mention one source, it's interesting who he's quoting here, the Shah. That's to do with the witnesses case that we were talking about. The Shulchan Aruch in... If you have two groups of witnesses, the Shulchan Aruch says, that contradict each other. You have two groups of witnesses that contradicted each other. And then you have one from each group that come together to testify. Ein kan edus. You can't accept them. Why? Shari bevadai echa mehem sheker. One of them's lying. One of them has been proven to be a liar. Fine. Says the Shach, v'tzorech li'iyun, echadim, what about this case? B'shnei edim shemachishin zezeh, the Gamkein, two witnesses that contradict each other. The Chadiminayim Meshach, this is like the Tosafot Riz issue. The Chadiminayim Meshach, one of them is lying. Inomar Gamkein, the Psulim Le'idus Echad Biyachad. You don't have two groups of witnesses and one from each. That the Shulchan Aruch says is no good. What if you have one group of witnesses, one group, two people, they come and testify, and one of them is lying. Can they come back again and testify together? So this is the Tosafot Riz at 2 days. Whether one aid against you proves you. But the Shach discusses this in Laman Aleph, and he quotes Sarachian, and he says, "Va'amar shadaver zeh nafal bo machlokes gadol b'kahal kadosh brisk." It's known as the machlokes and brisk in the Shach. That's a couple hundred years before, right? B'maisa she'ira sham v'nechleku halomdim ma'od b'davar v'hinichu b'tsarachian. So he said, "I think there's a Ran that says that they are puzzle, right? Like the Tosafot Riz says. I just want to get that in there, right? He quotes the Chachmei brisk." Shach was the Chachmei Brisk in the 1600s, right? So Brisk was alive and well before the Beis Halevi, before Reb Chaim, right? In the 1600s, it was alive as well. Okay, we will stop here, and we will, let Hashem, continue tomorrow.